And we mean action now.
Hi there, dear listeners of Radio Havana, Cuba. This is your host, Mike Hudson. Today, we're connecting the dots between CIA-trained Hafizullah Amin and Zbigniew Brzezinski. In April 1978, a left-wing military coup in Afghanistan took place. Under Kabul University professor of journalism, Nur Muhammad Tariq, significant laws and reforms were done, trying to change the feudal countryside and backward social conditions, especially of the women in Afghanistan. This secular left-wing government freed 10,000 people from jails. Women were given equal rights, forbade gender segregation in schools, child marriage, and all feudal-type debts of the poor peasants were abolished. Unions legalized. Most rural areas in hands of rich feudal lords underwent significant land reforms. The idea was to modernize Afghanistan. However, the traditional ruling class and thousands of Muslim radical followers, or mullahs, took refuge in Pakistan and organized armed bands which returned to terrorize the rural population, destroying schools, killing teachers, and burning clinics. Under the U.S. Carter administration, the CIA, Pakistani, and Saudi intelligence together organized the Afghan opposition to the left-wing government into hardened Mujahideen fighters. Hafizullah Amin, a PhD Afghan student in the U.S., was trained by the CIA to pose as a hard-line Marxist and infiltrate the left-wing Tariq government. He eventually succeeded in taking over, had Tariq executed, and put in jail thousands of persons. The idea was to discredit the left-wing army coup at the same time as the Mujahideen were organizing an armed opposition. Differences and political turmoil in the upper echelons of the Afghanistan left-wing government led to the execution of the CIA-trained Hafizullah Amin himself and Barbarak Karmal, ex-member of the Taraki government, who was in exile in Czechoslovakia, was invited to return and take over. Intrigues were going on, and the CIA had been hard at work trying to topple the government by all means, especially by armed opposition. The left-wing government, seeking help from the Soviet Union, asked them to intervene with Soviet troops. The CIA, Pakistan, and Saudi intelligence eventually brought 35,000 radical Muslims from 40 Muslim countries as part of the armed opposition.
Now is the moment. Now is the moment. Come on.
Connecting the dots, Zbigniew Brzezinski, as the bad cop national security advisor to the good cop Carter administration, was the mastermind in setting the stage to have the left-wing Afghan government ask for Soviet intervention. And the Soviet Union fell in the trap, especially knowing that thousands of these radical, fanatical, anti-communist Muslims would eventually aim at undermining and cause havoc in the Muslim Federated Republics of the southern part of the Soviet Union. The U.S. had been bogged down for years in a stupid, fruitless war in Vietnam. North Vietnam, in its defense against the air war and bombing of its territory, was aided by the modern land air missiles from the Soviet Union, which caused significant losses to the United States Air Force. All in all, the United States imperial power suffered in that prolonged war in Southeast Asia, a disgraceful defeat, and was seething with revenge. What if the Soviet Union would be induced into a prolonged war in Afghanistan? It was the perfect diabolic scheme characteristic of the think tanks, National Security Advisors Zbigniew Brzezinski and the CIA, to weaken the Soviet Union in the Cold War through extremist Islamic militants at the service of U.S. foreign policy. The Soviets left Afghanistan in 1989, and the left-wing government was finally defeated in 1992 with sustained American logistic aid. The various Islamic extremists then fought among each other to fill the power vacuum. Kabul was destroyed and pillaged. Around 50,000 people died. And finally, the Mujahideen sect was ousted and the Taliban extreme sect prevailed. The Taliban's imposed a horrific ultra-sectarian version of Islam, including the Sharia law and dogma closely related to the Wahhabism of Saudi Arabia. The support of the Taliban backfired because in due time they turned against the American occupation of Afghanistan, especially of the big cities such as Kabul. The countryside was never pacified, and the U.S. got involved in a nightmarish, prolonged war to date. The U.S. imperial power, as history shows, gave birth to and consolidated the extremist Muslim terror organizations. Even Al-Qaeda comes from the Arab word database, which the CIA used to recruit the fanatical terrorists. Connecting the dots, your host, Mike Hudson.
And we're-